The weak U.S. dollar is making U.S. companies attractive to foreign investors. One European company has been eyeing a well-known U.S. brand based in St. Louis.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Anheuser-Busch publicizes its connection to St. Louis in every Bud Light commercial. But the Belgian beer company InBev could soon swallow up Anheuser-Busch. It's far from a done deal, but just the idea has St. Louis on edge. From member station KWMU, Matt Sepik reports.
Anheuser-Busch is not the largest employer in St. Louis, but most visitors would be forgiven for thinking so. The name is everywhere. There's the law school building at Washington University, the August A. Busch Conservation Area, and of course that famous ballpark now in its third incarnation. The list goes on. Not only does the brewer, founded by German immigrants, tout its St. Louis heritage at every turn, it's also proudly American. During an ad war 4 years ago, Anheuser-Busch slammed Miller after it was bought by a company from South Africa.
Hi, I'm the Budweiser donkey.
I spoke with the Clydesdales recently, and they told me that Miller is not eligible to run for office in America because they were bought by South African breweries.
So when word got out that InBev of Belgium is interested in Anheuser-Busch, the nail-biting commenced. Layoffs are certainly a big concern, but it's not just AB's 6,000 local employees who are worried about what foreign ownership might bring. John Schutte owns a trendy new restaurant in the shadow of the mammoth Red Brick Brewery. As employees trickle in for lunch, he says a takeover, if it happens, would hurt not only his business, but also the countless nonprofits and charities that rely on Anheuser-Busch's largesse.
They do so many things for so many organizations, so many people that you never even hear about. You know, they almost never say no. They're always there to help. I can't imagine that same philosophy would be existent under a different company that's, you know, not based here.
St. Louisans have come to count on Anheuser-Busch for everything from six-figure donations to the Red Cross to free kegs of Budweiser for church picnics. Local business analyst Julie Neiman says that generosity and high visibility has earned the company intense loyalty all over town.
We're not talking high society. We're talking the core society in St. Louis.
Neiman says while InBev is not known for that level of charity, the Belgian company's Brazilian managers know a strong brand when they see it. She says if there is a takeover, she's sure InBev would never stop selling beer under the Budweiser name. Not only is the century-old St. Louis brewery a required stop for tourists, it's also a carefully cultivated walk-through advertisement.
InBev will not get rid of the museum, better known as our brewery down here. It's a gorgeous brewery, and it basically conveys an image of old-fashioned quality. Secondly, you will not see the Clydesdales going because that's an incredible image of the gates opening up and the horses coming out. That whole image of St. Louis is going to stay.
But civic leaders have concerns beyond the city's image. Mayor Francis Slay is urging stockholders to consider the local economic impact before selling their shares, and Anheuser-Busch executives have lined up a phalanx of lawyers and investment bankers to fight what could be a hostile takeover. But even those who want things to stay the way they've been for more than a century know the force of globalization could overwhelm even the proud tradition of the local brewing giant. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.